Good day, I'm Chris LeBlanc with a news report. The Trudeau government will tout the Liberals' economic record while setting the stage for this fall's election with today's end-of-mandate budget. The government's fourth and final budget before the election is expected to include measures to help first-time homebuyers, seniors, and adult Canadian workers who want to return to school for skills training. A real disaster of great proportions is how the president of Mozambique is describing a cyclone that slammed into the country last Thursday, submerging entire villages and leaving bodies floating in floodwaters. Cyclone Idai could prove to be the deadliest storm in generations to hit the impoverished southeastern African nation of 30 million. Heavy snowfall in the United States has raised the threat of flooding in Manitoba's Red River Valley this spring. The provincial government says conditions have worsened since its first flood outlook last month, and it expects the Red River Valley could see flooding higher than in 2009, when several communities lost their road access to the outside world. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Nebraska today to survey damage from last week's flooding in the American Midwest. Three deaths are reported and hundreds of homes have flooded in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas after rivers breached at least a dozen leaves following heavy rain and snow melts. In sports action, Kyle Connor had a goal and an assist as the Winnipeg Jets edged the Kings 3-2 last night in Los Angeles. Kevin Hayes and Tyler Myers also scored for the Central Division leading Jets. Also last night, Vancouver topped the Blackhawks 3-2 in overtime. Bo Horvat scored the winner 16 seconds into the extra period. For this news report, I'm Chris LeBlanc.